Greetings, it's your girl Culture Pearl, aka Carmela Fisher, and welcome back to another season, another episode, and another year of Culture Pearl Images LLC, where we address everything relating to women's mental health and emotional wellness. Today's topic is the pearls of wisdom I learned in 2022. Number one, things are subject to change. Things were changing all around us, and you had to be ready for change, had to be ready to pivot. If you didn't, you were going to get lost. And some of those people, including myself, got lost in some situations. But you got to be willing to reset, recalibrate, and refocus. Number two, just as things are subject to change, so are people. People are subject to change as well. I was changing. I was changing my mind, my body, and spirit. One thing I had to change was from a corporate mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset. Two totally different things. Corporate mindset is when I showed up and I executed as corporate told me to. When you have an entrepreneurial mindset, you have creative control. You show up, you command your day, you situate yourself or connect with people who are going to be resourceful to your business. You're going to always move and shake it. It could be overwhelming, but you got to be ready for it. Number three, allow some time for absolute me time. If not, the soul becomes famished. I'm telling you. It leads into number four. There's a difference between me time and free time. And they're two totally different things. On my calendar, I realized I had a lot of free time. There wasn't a lot of me time. Because what I saw was I extended myself to family, friends, significant others, my children, you know, everybody but me. And so you gotta be careful in this new year, this new mindset. Number five, I talked about self-care in my very first episode of the podcast. And self-care isn't just about taking baths, getting your nails done, or going to the spa. Those things are good, but they're maintenance. You should be doing that. Now, I want to tell you what self-care can look like. It's about stretching. Stretching allows for you to not only to stretch your body, your mind, and your spirit, but it causes you to become more adaptable. See where there's some blind spots in your life. So in this next season, be willing to exercise some real self-care that causes you to stretch mentally, physically, and spiritually. Number six, everyone is going to view you differently. But what is important is how you view yourself. Sometimes people can superimpose their ideas, their perceptions onto you. And that's okay. They're going to do that. But you got to be secure enough to know that that's their opinion. Some of it could be valid. But say, I'll think about that and reset. Number seven, complete a budget. A life budget, a professional budget, and even an energy budget, as they can all account for what you need. And trust me, we can all be in excess or deficient of areas in our life. That can be financially, that could be friendship-wise, that could be energy-wise, that could be even in your budget. You know, knowing how to balance all of that. And that's what a budget accounts for. Number eight, know who has access to you. You see, many will come in the form of ministering individuals and monitoring individuals. Know the difference. Some of these people are in your life to minister to you and to help you get to your destiny, help support your purpose. And there are some who just gonna sit by and watch, not add value to your life. You gotta know who these people are in your life. Number nine, do not get disappointed when people disappoint you. Instead, ask yourself, What is the situation trying to teach me? What can I learn from this situation? Who am I in this situation? It taught me a lot. It taught me that, you know, even though I work in the field of substance use, that there is still some form of codependency that I had inside of me. And I had to look at that. I'm not going to be able to help everybody. But one thing I can do is learn to help myself in situations. Number 10, remember to close the tabs in your life. As warriors, we have too many tabs open. Now, I know we have the fear of missing out, but don't allow that to have you multitasking where you have the anxious mind. I put a post on my one of my social media accounts that says that I forget my password. If you're multitasking, trying to keep up and doing things and not having a strategic plan, you're going to have that anxious mind. You're going to lose some passwords. Number 11, know that everyone isn't your cup of tea. Everyone isn't your client, and everyone isn't your friend. Stop forcing relationships, kinships, situationships. This is how you absolutely lose yourself. I know. Number 12, be willing to learn from everyone, even a child. My grandson would teach me a lot, and it's amazing how children can teach you things. First of all, they can teach you how to set boundaries. No is the very first boundary that they set. You know, those terrible twos when everything is no, 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 and we try to persuade them to say yes, 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 yes. Well, allow yourself to be taught and be willing to learn from someone new. Number 13, allow yourself to be vulnerable. When you do this, you can actually get the help you need. You can talk to clergy. You can talk to a therapist. Heck, you can talk to friends. Talk to family. But the goal is to have a new mindset, new frame of mind, and a new you. And that, my friends, are the pearls of wisdom that I learned in 2022. I would say this is part one, because I learned a lot, but I didn't want to lose you in this podcast. So if this has been beneficial for you, I would ask that you like, and please tell someone about the podcast. Thank you. Happy New Year, and God bless you.